We should not think now we are at home, we should can forego the salah. In fact, it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one of you has offered the farz salah in a masjid, let him set aside a portion of his salah for his home. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala causes his home to be blessed because of his salah. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَائِلٌ فِي بَيْتِهِ مِنْ صَلَاتِ خَيْرًا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, اِجْعَلُوا مِنْ صَلَاتِكُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. Set aside some of your salahs for your homes. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوهَا قُبُورًا. And do not adopt them as graves. Do not make your homes as graves. Graves, normally a graveyard is deserted. No one really goes there unless someone goes to visit. But generally, it is deserted. So do not cause our homes to become deserted. So now, make our homes into masjids. And this is very important as well, that azan is given over the loudspeaker. Azan is given via the bilal receiver. But wherever jamaat is taking place, call up the azan over there. Because the benefit of azan is tremendous. Shaitan flees when azan is given. So all the evil spirits, inshallah, will come out from the homes as well, inshallah. Then designate one place in the house where you will perform salah with jamaat. Even if these two members in the house, husband and wife, they also can perform salah with jamaat. And likewise, many more members, the more the merrier. And then, in other parts of the house, we should perform our nafil salah or sunnah salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform his fardh salah in the masjid, and thereafter he used to go to his room, Hujra Mubarak, and perform his nafil sunnah salah. So in our times, we got that opportunity now. Yesterday we mentioned of the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala told them, وَجْعَلُوا بِيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَ وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Make it Islamically orientated, worship orientated, and establish salah. So we need to establish salah. The household members of the house need to establish salah. Every salah, 5 times salah should take place with jamaat, insha'Allah. And very, very important, as I mentioned in the beginning, that seek help through the sabr. Sabr has the 3 meanings, as I mentioned, and the salah. The salah is something very, very important. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَيَعْجَبُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِي الْجُمَعِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala, the blessed, the exalted, is pleased with the salah in the congregation. In other words, you are performing salah. No doubt we are pining for the masjid. No doubt we are crying to come to the masjid. But inshallah, by you performing that salah, and according to your intention, you will be more inshallah. And you, by performing salah with jamaat in the homes, you'll get that sawab of 27 times, inshallah.